time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to U-Tune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, U-Ink. Today, we will spark some simplicity into our lives. Sparking simplicity is no different than trying to light the sparks of a cooling relationship. It takes a plan of commitment to rediscover what made you fall in love in the first place and time to cultivate the relationship. But you might not have time to wait until those bonfires are roaring again, so let's find some flint to quickly get the flame going. It is challenging in today's materialistic society to get turned on by simplicity, but we want to find a way to instantly develop the spark in order to see simplicity as desirable. So many of us are tied to the things, yet not in a loving way. We take on the role of a codependent or enabler instead. Our things weigh us down. Our endless stream of information bogs us down in sound bites and memes that we lose out on quality over quantity. So, how do we manage to find that passion for a simpler environment and lifestyle? Simple. We start inside of one box. Think of a room in your house that is a little bit out of control with clutter. The garage, the basement, the nursery, the bathroom. You're actually going to do this when you get home or over the weekend, so decide now on which room you're going to commit to work on first. Okay. Go stand in this box and put four more boxes in each corner of this room. One labeled keep, one labeled trash, one labeled giveaway, and one labeled relocate. Let's start with that relocate box. These are the items that you aren't doing anything other than moving them to another room of the house. That one's easy because you don't have to make any long-term choices about this object. You're just finally putting those champagne flutes that are on the mantle into the china cabinet, or finally returning that rash cream back to the medicine cabinet instead of it just sitting on the nightstand. Okay, now the keep. You have to have a why for each of the items that you keep. If it has no use or function, or you haven't used it in 30 days, don't put it in the keep box. So those valise locks that the TSA doesn't let you use anymore because all bags are subject to search, do not put back in the jar. A board game that you were given 2 years ago that you've never played yet does not go back into the cabinet. That Kraft macaroni necklace your kid gave to you 3 years ago will not be put back into the craft bin just in case you want to reuse the pieces for another project. Now, whatever's left goes into the last two boxes, trash and donate. Let's go with the donate next. Think about how someone else could use this item. Go to a FreeCycle page and post it. Sell it on eBay, donate it to your local charity, or just put it out on the curb with a sign that says free. You'll be doing good in the world and good for yourself as well. And the rest, trash, or wherever possible, recycle, and don't look back. Try not to be tired or cranky when you endeavor to do this. It helps to have a fresh mind. Getting the kids involved depends on how good they are at uncluttering, but this could be a great lesson for their future as well. Cleaning out one room of your home doesn't sound impactful, but it is. In fact, it is quite impactful. Decluttering and simplifying stuff contributes to better health because it is now widely recognized that a cluttered home often means a cluttered mind. Living in a disorganized space will affect you subconsciously as well as complicating tasks such as cleaning or simply finding your keys. Your clutter may represent a past that needs to be let go of, neglected hobbies, or a fear of the future. Purge your clutter ruthlessly. My pro tip, what we do at home is a game we call 15 minutes to eternity. 3 evenings a week for 15 minutes, we work on something in our home. We either do a junk drawer or spend a week in the mudroom or the basement or the garage or whatever. And for 15 minutes and 15 minutes only, and this is important because if you get on a roll and you keep going, then the next time you say only 15 minutes, it will not be taken as truth and then avoidance behaviors will ensue. Set a timer and no excuses, just go and stop at 15 minutes. Everyone has 15 minutes to commit to 3 nights a week. Before you know it, all the jackets and the extra shoes and mismatched gloves in the mudroom are sorted and organized and stowed. And who knows, you might even find a forgotten $20 bill in one of those buried jackets that you haven't worn since last year. Time for our movie motivation. For me, the movie that really blew me away in terms of simplicity was Castaway by Robert Zemeckis in the year 2000, starring Tom Hanks as Chuck Noland, a time-obsessed systems engineer who travels worldwide resolving productivity problems at FedEx depots. On his way to an assignment, his plane crashes and he survives but is stranded on an uninhabited island for 4 years. What really struck me about this film is that the first 30 minutes of the film is devoid of any speaking at all. The scenes were quiet and simple yet incredibly powerful. Just a plain old volleyball named Wilson carried extreme importance and weight of significance. In contrast with many of the films today that are loud and full of CG and ensemble casts and packed with action, the simplicity of this film demonstrates how moving that can be. To learn more about ways to simplify your life and how Larry Smith, editor of Smith Magazine and known for developing the best-selling book series, Six Word Memoirs, and how he uses simplicity to help people convey their stories in simple yet powerful ways, you can listen to the U-Ink episode that's the companion to this U-Tune Brink on WCBE.org on 90.5 FM at 6:30 a.m. Saturdays with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can also catch your U-Tune every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of U-Ink. Time to stop spinning and start winning.